And I would like now to welcome Rob DeWalt. He's senior editor with New Mexico Magazine. And Diana Delling, who is with the Lenzig Center for Performing Arts. Welcome to the Radio Cafe.
Good morning.
Hey, good morning, everybody.
And it's time for Speaking of the Arts. And also, speaking of fiesta.
Speaking of fiestas, a lot of fiesta stuff going on.
Yeah, what's going on?
Oh, gosh. Well, of course, last night was the Zobra. If you blinked, you missed it. It was...
How many people were there?
I don't know. They're saying between 25 and 30,000. So I'm sure the estimate's probably a little closer to 25.
That's still pretty huge.
It's pretty big. It's more than last year. I'm not sure how much more than last year, but...
How could that many people fit in that small space?
Well, I mean...
it's half the county.
It's like anything. It's, you know, people come and people go and people come and go. And they have, you know, a certain number of tickets that they sell. And and then, of course, you have to count all the other people who you know, watch from, say, Cross the Martyrs or
right.
other places. And you're probably talking more like 40,000 is
well,
my estimate.
That's a lot.
Old Man Gloom has a lot of work to do.
Yeah. Yeah, there was a lot this year. But, like, one of my favorite authors, James Reich, local writer, had this great thing today. You know, he basically said, you know, I need my gloom. I think a lot of writers do.
I think there's
true.
Enough. I think there'll still be enough to go around in the
yeah.
next year.
Right,
yeah.
They can
not
have
too
mine.
Worried.
Yeah, but there's, gosh, we've got fiestas, celebrations on the plaza starting at 9 today and Saturday and 9:30 on Sunday. There's going to be food and music. And let's see.
You got to mention the pet parade.
Yeah, we got to mention the pet parade. Let's see. We've got bandstand on the plaza Friday through Sunday. We've got the children's pet parade, which is 9 a.m. to 10:45.
Saturday?
Yeah, it's on Saturday. And let's see. And yeah, that's been going on since the 20s, too.
The pet parade is the cutest thing in the history of civilization.
Yeah.
People come, mostly children, and walk their dogs and cats and ferrets.
Chickens.
Yeah, yeah. Everything.
Meh.
Chickens in a wagon.
Yeah. So we've got that. We've got the Gran Baile de la Fiesta is on Saturday at the Community Convention Center. We've got the Historical Hysterical Parade is on Sunday from 1 to 3. That's one that I want to catch. It's got mariachi bands and floats, and no one has asked me to be on a float this year. I'm so depressed. But
have you been on floats in the past?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can probably kind of jump onto one.
But that's fine. You know, I've had house guests for like 6 weeks, so I'm kind of thinking about skipping the parade and just enjoying, you know, making my own float on the couch in my pajamas.
Can
there
I just say that after the pet parade, the City of Santa Fe Recreation Division has teamed up with the Santa Fe Animal Shelter for the first ever doggy dip at the Bicentennial Pool. And it's tomorrow morning from 11 until 3. And there's a small admission charge which benefits the animal shelter. And basically, dogs get to go in the pool.
Because is it the last day of the season? Is
on
that
Alto
right?
Street. I don't know.
I think it is. Otherwise.
I would assume.
Otherwise.
Yeah.
Let's hope
yeah.
so.
Yeah.
Right. And then they clean it.
And then they shut it down for the season.
My dog wants to do laps tomorrow. She's going to go early to get a good lane.
Because she's a lap dog?
Yeah, there you go.
Oh, my goodness.
Sorry.
And that's a fundraiser, did you say?
Or yeah, for the animal shelter.
That's cool.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
That would be fun to watch, too, if you're a pet person, because I can't really imagine everyone's...
Yeah.
Yeah, just go to the Alto Street
in the pool.
Pool and watch it all happen.
Backstroke.
Make sure your dog knows how to swim first. Actually, it's fairly intuitive, I think.
Yeah, and watch your dog, too, because a friend of mine knew about a dog who jumped into a hot tub and died. Drowned.
That's horrible.
Horrible.
That's a horrible thing.
This will be a nice cool pool. They can cool off.
Exactly.
It's a happier pool.
Okay.
After their participation in the pet parade.
Right.
They're going to be exhausted after the pet parade, so
yeah.
this will be really refreshing
they need to,
for all
they
those
They need
dogs.
To chill out in the pool for a little while.
Yeah.
There's this really cool thing that's happening at Get Framed, which is at 418 Cerrillos Road. Isn't that the design center? 418 Cerrillos Road?
Could be.
It is, yes.
Gloom, Madder Than the Old Man. It's a bunch of New Mexico artists, and they respond to the privatization of community events, specifically the Zobra. So this is sort of like an other side of the coin sort of scenario. And there's a reception from 5 to 8 p.m. tonight. And that's up through September 15th. And there are a lot of artists who have previously been involved with the Zobra. And it's going to be an interesting commentary I think. On that.
We'll make fiestas last a little longer because it lasts longer. Most of the fiesta activities are over Sunday night, I think.
Yeah, exactly. Speaking of dogs, Pop Goes to the Dogs, a group show in support of the Santa Fe Humane Society. Reception at 5 p.m. tonight, and that's up through January 1st. So Pop Gallery is right down there on Lincoln Avenue. So you're doing all the downtown, you know, fiesta stuff. Go in and check out the show and
take your dog to see some art.
Yeah, maybe buy a piece.
Before the pet parade.
It's a good weekend for dogs.
Yeah, and support the Santa Fe Humane Society.
Excellent.
That's pretty cool.
This weekend is the opening event for the Santa Fe Symphony Orchestra and Chorus.
Yay!
Which is always exciting. It's the fall, you know, classical music season is starting up here in Santa Fe. They have a concert called Showcase of the Stars, which will feature some world-renowned musicians, including pianist whose name I probably will slaughter, Vadim Kolodenko, let's say, and a violinist named Chi Yun. This is Sunday at the Lansic at 4 p.m. Showcase of the Stars opening event for the Santa Fe Symphony Orchestra and Chorus.
Neat.
Pro Musica opens in a couple weeks.
Ooh.
And
it's that time of year, huh?
It is. After fiestas, we stop partying quite as hard and enter the classical music and fine arts season.
I'm sorry, but I've hung out with some classical music people, and those guys know how to party.
Yeah?
I'm just saying. I'm not saying.
There's more to say than we can say on the radio about that subject.
Exactly.
We'll leave cellos out of it.
Classical musicians. on another note, at Collected Works Bookstore tonight, Friday night, Judith Kingsley will be at Collected Works storefront from 5 p.m. until 7 to promote her latest show, which is currently hanging in Collected Works Cafe. And this Sunday at 11 o'clock, Journey Santa Fe presents Craig Barnes, formerly on KSFR, wonderful author, speaker, and human being, who will speak on public banking and its role in reviving democracy. On Monday, September 9th at 6, La Familia Medical Center and Collected Works present Dr. Jan Fawcett's Living Forever. It's a first novel. It is not a how-to book. On Tuesday, September 10th at 6 o'clock, author Richard Moe will present his biography, Roosevelt's Second Act, The Election of 1940 and the Politics of War. And I'll be doing an interview with him on, I think, Monday. So check that out here on the Radio Cafe. Maybe Tuesday, we'll see. Wednesday, author Robert Boswell will be in the store at 6 o'clock, presenting from his new novel, Tumble Down. And then Thursday, baseball fans will be treated to a presentation of Jeffrey Michael Lang's biography of Bud Fowler, baseball's first black professional. And we'll also be featuring that here on the Radio Cafe. And on Wednesday and Thursday at 10:45, Collected Works brings you Children's Story Hour. Children ages 0 to 5 are invited to catch a story or two. So that's all happening at the fabulous Collected Works bookstore.
Neato.
It
hey,
is fabulous.
There's a really cool thing happening also this weekend. It's the, what is it called? Freewheel Festival of Improvised Music. And this is happening at the Santa Fe University of Art and Design.
Awesome.
Right near my house. I'm so excited.
Yay.
There's all kinds of performances. There's a great workshop. And I have to find out what it is. Genres, Their Use and Abuse. Performance Clinic. See and hear how the concept of genres and cliches can explode and implode within an antenna-raised improvisational context.
Wow.
And this is with Alfayette, and we've got Ross Hamlin on guitar and bass. It's, the prices for these sort of individual events are very, very generous to the improvisational music lover. And for the curious, I would say that this is probably something that if you are musically inclined, either as a listener or performer, you should definitely head to. I think in this context, the future of Santa Fe as a music hub has a lot to do with improvisational music. And this is a good sort of jumping off point to learn
very
a lot about
interesting,
that.
Yeah. Very, very big deal. Hey, what's happening at the Lensic next week?
We have a great show coming up. It's the opening of the Lensic Present series, the fall series this year, and it is Maria de Barros, The Music of Cape Verde. And I know you had my fabulous boss, Bob Martin, executive director of the Lensic, on this week, and he may have talked about it, but this show is Thursday evening at 7:30. Maria de Barros is a singer who was actually born in Senegal but comes from a family of Cape Verdean heritage. Cape Verde Islands, of course, are in Africa, originally colonized by the Portuguese, so the music of Cape Verde combines Portuguese music, Latino sounds, African rhythms, Caribbean rhythms, and Maria brings that to the stage. She will be here, and she's great, and I hope everyone comes. It's Thursday evening at 7:30.
And right now, we're doing a ticket giveaway.
Excellent.
Ladies and gentlemen, the second person to call 428-1382 wins a pair of tickets to Maria de Barros on Thursday of next week, September 12th at 7:30. And as always, only call if you really are going to go.
Please, yes.
Yeah.
Because those seats are valuable.
I wanted to mention something Fiesta-related that I can't believe I overlooked because it's a staple. And I actually took my mother and I went this last weekend. It's the Fiesta Melodrama at the Santa Fe Playhouse.
Oh, right.
Good, yes.
A foul
good.
Play and a fracking good time. it's about fracking and the chicken sort of debacle in El Dorado.
Right.
This is the final weekend to see it. It's very musical this year. They have the Santa Fe Youth Symphony is there. They've got a couple different musicians. There's a lot of musical numbers in this. I think Joe West contributed a song to it, and it's pretty darn funny.
Are there still tickets?
I'm sure that there are.
Excellent.
But call today and get them.
Get your ticket.
Fiesta Melodrama. Yeah. That's amazing because usually it's like 173 words in the title.
Yeah. The cool thing is there's an early show tonight at 7:30, and for everyone else, there's a 9:30 show.
Ah,
so,
okay.
For everyone else.
So I believe it's Friday, Saturday, and I'm sure that there's a Sunday matinee at 4 o'clock. Yes, that's the one I went and saw. David Geist is the guest pianist.
Yay,
by the
way. David Geist.
So,
have you already talked about this on the show, the Beckett on Film series at the Screen?
I haven't.
I think we mentioned it last time, but go ahead.
Okay, it's pretty neat. This is a 5-part series sponsored by the Lannan Foundation and Santa Fe University of Art and Design, which is still hard for me to say. At the Screen, every Sunday in September at 11 a.m., they will be showing films of Beckett's plays. It's a Beckett on Film project that for the first time features all 19 of Samuel Beckett's plays that have been filmed. Of course, they won't feature all 19. They'll be featuring the best of them. But it's free, and it's 11 o'clock on Sunday mornings at the Screen for this September. Now, this Sunday, we've got Rough for Theater 1. It's a 20-minute film. And then we've got Crap's Last Tape. I am not familiar with either of them.
I'm not either.
Mm-mm.
However, I'm sure it's interesting, especially if you're a Beckett fan.
And even if you're not, give it a try.
Yeah.
My rule of thumb is, basically, if Lannan Foundation is doing it, it's probably really interesting and worth going to.
I'm with you on that.
Put it on your Beckett list.
Exactly.
Ooh.
Sorry.
And just in case anyone's saying, well, the only Beckett play I'm familiar with is Waiting for Godot, that one is next weekend, September 15th at 11 at the
Excellent.
Screen.
Hey, we can't forget to mention the fact that the New Mexico 75th Annual State Fair starts on the 11th of September.
Yay.
And runs to the 22nd.
I want a corn dog right now.
I want some of the other like freaky fried foods that I've been seeing at, you know, at other state fairs around the country.
And don't forget cotton candy.
Cotton candy is a good one.
Funnel cakes, I bet they have.
Deep fried cotton candy.
There you go.
And also the activities of the state fair.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, and then there's that.
There's some great music. You know, my favorite part is actually walking through. I mean, it's kind of sad, but I like walking through and looking at the pigs.
I like the animal part, too. Is that the 4-H club? Or
yeah.
I don't know who that is.
Yeah, there's a lot of 4-H'ers there. That and seeing all the stuff that people bring in from their gardens, you know, like the juried like squash competitions and, you know, the gigantic pumpkins and all those things. That's pretty cool. The rides, I stay away from.
Yeah, I do
pretty
too.
Much always have.
Except for that one where they swing you. It's a giant swing and you go flying over the park. Do you do that one? It's not a park, but a fair.
Nope, I've never done that one. I just sit there with my corn dog and watch people scream.
Be thankful that you're there.
Yeah, that's as much fun as
Yeah, it may be an either or with the corn dog and the ride.
Yeah, good point.
Don't do them at the same time.
Cat of the week. This week's featured cat is Grayson. He was rescued from a store in El Dorado where he had been coming for food and comfort and in the cold weather. He's very sweet, social, and affectionate. Let's see. He's a good kitty. He loves people. He gets along with other mellow cats. He needs a home without dogs. And he's got a short brown mackerel tabby coat with some white patches, and was born in, let's see, he's born in July of 2002. If you would like to adopt this kitty, please call 316-2281 or email askfelinesandfriends@yahoo.com. You can also go to Felines and Friends New Mexico's website, fnfnm.org.
Sweet.
Cat of the week.
Good kitty.
Good kitty.
Take him to the pet parade. Adopt him today and take him to the pet parade.
That's a little much for a new animal. Like, here, you've been sitting in a cage. Look at all the freaks that live here.
I'm going to put you on a leash.
And I'm going to put a tutu on you also.
I expect you to be calm.
I'm going to take pictures. Oh, my gosh, the green chili cheeseburger smackdown.
Oh, my gosh. Yes.
There are seven finalists this year, and I can't rattle them off really at the top of my head, and I don't want to rattle off just a few and leave a few out, but the city of Santa Fe, this is sort of something that is happening to, it's a cook-off between seven Santa Fe restaurants for the best chili cheeseburger and the People's Choice Award honor. It's happening, it starts at 10:30 a.m. at the Santa Fe Rail Yard Plaza, and tickets are, I believe, still available, and there are People's Choice tickets available at the event, and I think that's just the same as regular tickets. But if you call 955-6214, you can find out more. I know who I'm going to vote for, but I'm not going to say.
You can't say?
No.
Are you a judge?
No. Okay. Cheryl Jameson is going to be leading the pack of judges, our contributing culinary editor.
And cookbook mm-hmm, writer.
And James Beard Award-winning cookbook author. She will be there keep all the judges in line and whatnot.
Excellent.
And she's, she's kind of authority on the green chili cheeseburger and other New Mexico delicacies. So this stuff is all over the internet and Facebook, but if you call 955-6214, you can find out more about it.
And if you go, do you get to try the different cheeseburgers? I would think.
I think there's a way that you can, yeah. I mean, there's a limited number of tickets, I think, for people who can taste, but don't quote me on that. I mean, okay. You can only make so many, right?
You're right. And you can only eat so many as well, so.
Yeah. Well, it's kind of like the wine and chili fiesta. It's like.
Tasting.
Yeah.
So tonight at the Jean Cocteau Cinema at 9 o'clock, live music by Steve Terrell and Greg Turner.
Yes.
Live
Greg
music.
Turner. That's going to be a good show.
Yeah. This is a first, right, for the Jean Cocteau.
I believe this is their, they're breaking it in with Steve Terrell from the Santa Fe New Mexican and Greg Turner, who is an old angry Samoan. Punk rock hero. And he's, he came to Santa Fe and he's mellowed out a little bit, but he still does make some great music.
No longer so angry?
I wouldn't say that.
Or Samoan.
I would just say he expresses it in a different way.
Excellent.
Yeah.
And also at Geist Cabaret at Pronzo tonight, David Geist with John Rangel tonight and tomorrow night with Bob Finney. And let's see. Yeah, that's it. DavidGeist.com for more information.
I'd like to give a shout out to something happening a week from Saturday, but it's a really good cause. This is Jerry Lopez is having a concert at the Lensic. It's a benefit concert for the National Latino Behavioral Health Association, which does exactly what it sounds. It advocates for people with behavioral health and mental health issues. Jerry Lopez is an old Santa Fe. He's not that old, but he's been around for a long time. He grew up in Santa Fe. He's a musician who now lives and performs in Las Vegas, Nevada. And he has performed with all kinds of great musicians. His band is called Santa Fe and the Fat City Horns, I believe. And so Jerry Lopez, a Santa Fe homeboy, is giving a concert at the Lensic a week from Saturday at 7 p.m. to benefit the National Latino Behavioral Health Association.
Sweet.
Excellent.
It's worth supporting, worth going and supporting Mr. Lopez.
Yeah.
Santa Fe University of Art and Design Photography Department is having an opening reception for the exhibition Invisible Borders, New Mexico Photographers. That's Monday from 4:30 to 6:30 at the Marion Center for Photographic Arts on the campus of the Santa Fe University of Art and Design, also known as SFAUD.
SFAUD.
Now, there's another good art opening. There are many of them, and I believe it's a first Friday tonight, so there are probably some... a lot of gallery openings tonight. But at 8 Modern on Delgado Street is an opening by Catherine Lee. She's a painter, and I believe she went to school at Squad, if I'm saying it correctly. She paints portraits of, or landscapes that are not, well, they're natural, but landscapes that that feature buildings and more urban settings rather than nature landscapes. Her work is provocative and
cityscapes.
Cityscapes, and I've seen her do work at airports, just buildings, unusual scenes where that you really get a feel for the building and for the man-made objects that kind of make up our everyday landscape mm-hmm. when we're not out in nature.
Right.
Very cool. And if you happen to be walking around going to galleries tonight on Burrow Alley from 5 to 7, Polyphony Marimba will be playing. And if you're walking in that area, you just can't miss it.
Yeah. Hey, how could we forget to mention Melissa Etheridge is playing tonight
right.
at the Santa Fe Opera, right?
Oh, right.
Da-da-da-da.
Get
former
your tickets.
Santa Fe.
Yeah, Heath Concerts is presenting them tonight. The I would say Grammy-winning folk rocker, maybe, is a good way of putting it. She was one of our picks in the September issue of New Mexico Magazine. God, and then later in the month, there's Blondie and X. So lots of good concerts coming there. But tonight,
Heath
Melissa
concerts.
Etheridge. Not sure how many tickets are left. Call the box office.
Not either.
And when the concert's over and you're on your way down the hill, stop at the lodge and go to Pachanga, Salsa, Bachata, Cumbia, Merengue, y más. And that's from 9 o'clock on. There's a free dance lesson at 8:45, free entry for the ladies before 10:30, 21 and over, and lots of good salsa.
Yay! Should I mention a few of the openings that are happening in town today?
Sure,
since
yes.
everyone is in town, right? We've got Lou Allen Galleries at the Rail Yard. Has a show called Songs of Joy, memorial exhibit of works by Bernard Chayette. We have After the Rain, work by color field painter Ronnie Landfield, and there's a reception tonight from 5 to 7 p.m. That's over there on Paseo de Peralta. So a little
Bernard Chayette, I remember him. I think he's from New Haven when I was in high school there.
Yeah, he passed away last year.
Oh, okay.
Let's see. What else is happening? Oh, New Art Gallery has a great show. Meetings with My Damons. New paintings by Alexander Eldridge. There's a reception from 5 to 7.
Yay.
That's Peyton Wright has a great show. Homage to Color, a retrospective of works by Stanton McDonald Wright, who passed away in 1973. And there's a reception from 5 to 8 p.m. Oh, and Rotunda Gallery's got a great show. Old Santa Fe Trail and Paseo de Peralta. It's a group show of book art, and that's up through December 13th.
I love book art.
Yeah, there's an earlier reception there today from 4 to 6 p.m. I'm going to try and sneak out of the office and go to that.
Excellent.
Because I'm a nerd for book art.
Yeah.
We have is it a book art society? We have a pretty active group here in Santa Fe. I want to go to that, too.
Yeah.
Are we book nerds here?
Yeah.
I think we are.
And art nerds.
I know.
Yeah.
Just nerds. Hey, tomorrow at Genoveva Chavez Center, there is an open house and learn to skate session, free skating lessons at 10, 10:30, and 11. Registration opens at 9:30. Learn to skate at 12:05 and 12:40. Contact Mandy at 955-4033 for more information.
What's going on over at Collected Works this weekend?
Oh, we just did that.
Oh, you did?
Yes.
Okay.
There's a lot of really good stuff.
I must have been reading the paper. This is happening actually at Garcia Street Books on Sunday. Did we mention this? Rosemary Zebert? Rosemary Zebert is going to be reading from and signing her novel Forced Journey, The Saga of Werner Berlinger at 2 p.m. at Garcia Street Books.
Excellent.
So that's an afternoon book event.
And also at Opposite Books, actually, let's see, memoirist Barbara Jacobs reads at Tome on the Range, which is on Bridge Street in downtown Las Vegas, tomorrow at 2 o'clock. For more information, 454-9944. And that was sent to me by Opposite, so they're associated with that bookstore. And they've got an event on Thursday, September 12th, called Nickel Stories. They're at San Busco Center, and you can sign up at 6 o'clock, and the reading begins at 6:15. Call 424-0321 for more information, or opcit.com.
I do love Collected Works dearly, but I also love Opsit. So
I know.
If people haven't checked it out,
You don't have to choose. You can love them both.
You're absolutely right. We need bookstores, so welcome.
Yeah. I think we have more independent bookstores in Santa Fe than there are in Cambridge, Massachusetts.
Do we really? That's a good thing.
There's nothing left in Cambridge.
I don't believe that.
It's true.
Maybe they're not reading in Cambridge these days.
No, they just, I don't know what's going on there. My Spanish Heart, Serenata of Santa Fe presents an evening of eclectic chamber music, art, and dance with special guest dancers from the dance station at Cloud 5, which is Cloud Cliff Art and Performance Space, on Wednesday, September 11th from 5 to 7. Reservations are required. It's kind of pricey, but it includes music, dance, wine, and delicious appetizers. And some of our great musicians like David Feldberg, Sally Gunter, Pamela Eppel, and Gail Springer, and Deborah Ayers. And tapas provided by La Boca.
La Boca, neat. Excellent. Hey, road trip. Abiquiu Studio Tour. There's a preview show and a reception on Sunday, September 8th. And that's a reception from 4 to 6 p.m. on Sunday.
And Abiquiu.
And that is, where is that? Oh, it's at Galleria Arriba, Abiquiu Inn. And if you call 505-685-4454, you can find out more about the tour and the reception party.
All right. If you like country music, there's something going on you might want to learn about. Donna Dean, a country singer-songwriter from New Zealand, is playing at Garrett's Desert Inn tonight, starting at 7:30. The opening band is John O'Manson's band, or John O'Manson's solo, I'm not really sure. And Donna Dean's band also features some local musicians, including John Eganis, who's a longtime Santa Fe musician who left the country for a while, but I understand he is back. I believe he studied music either in New Zealand or Australia. Donna Dean at Garrett's Desert Inn, which is a 311 Old Santa Fe Trail, and home of the new Bobcat Bite, which is called Santa Fe Bite.
Santa Fe Bite. Hey, has anybody been there yet?
No.
We're planning on heading over there.
No, I made the stupid mistake. My mother and I were so stoked. We were going to do, like, dinner and a play. And right after the play, we walked over there, and they were closed at, like, 5 o'clock. So we have to reschedule.
Oh. Well, check it out. Bobcat Bite, an institution of Santa Fe, now downtown.
Called
known as Santa Fe Bite.
Yeah.
The Nature Conservancy People's Choice Green Restaurant Contest is kicking off in Santa Fe and around the country, and they're looking for nominations, which happens until September 16th. You can nominate your restaurant, and it's basically designed to raise awareness about the connection between good food and conservation. So, let's see. How do you contact them? Oh, you go to nature.org/naturesplatenm.
Nature's Plate NM. Mm-hmm. It's a good website.
It's nature.org is the website.
Okay.
And then you go find it in there.
Okay.
Anyway.
Wow. We should talk about some movies.
Oh, there's a lot of great films.
Yeah.
We've got 5 minutes left. We've got More Than Honey. This is great bee documentary.
At the CCA.
It's at the CCA. We've also got The Harder They Come, which is the Jimmy Cliff movie.
Oh, yeah.
At the CCA. Let's see, what's happening at the screen?
Wait, and Cutie and the Boxer, does that open this weekend?
Cutie and the Boxer,
it?
I don't think so.
Oh, okay, maybe it's next week. Keep your eyes out for that. That's a documentary documenting a 40-year-long relationship between two artists in New York. And it is quite a poignant and moving documentary about art and life and people and relationships and happiness and unhappiness and... You know,
all of Cutie and the Boxer.
This one is.
I don't know what it opens.
This one is going to be cool. Big Star, Nothing Can Hurt Me, a documentary of the short-lived Memphis cult band of the early 70s. Big Star, Alex Chilton, and Chris Bell. People who know indie music know about Big Star, and this is a great film. And it's opening at the screen today.
Excellent.
So I'm definitely going to check that one out. Jean Cocteau's got The Deflowering of Eva Von End. Opening. Gosh. There's so much now with Jean Cocteau. And it's it's awesome.
I've heard great things about Museum Hours, which is at the screen. It's the story of a friendship, maybe romantic relationship, at when two people meet at a museum in Vienna, and I hear it's almost like being in Vienna. You get a tour.
Nice.
You see the city, and it's supposed to be a great film. That's at the screen.
Yeah. Jean Cocteau's also got VHS 2 horror film. Any of you horror freaks out there?
Too scared.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, man. That's why I love the fall. I just go home, and I watch zombie movies and the Halloween movies, and, oh, man, I love it.
Then you go.
Just, you know, bake a bunch of green chili apple pies and have the Netflix on with all the movies on it. You know, if they would show Halloween every single year
You'd be happy.
In Santa Fe, I would go see it.
The Lensic is having a Halloween film on Halloween night, if anyone needs or wants to spend Halloween with us at the Lensic. And we have not picked the film yet, so if you have thoughts about your favorite scary movie that would have broad audience appeal, so we
I
can't
think
get
he
too
just
crazy.
Registered his
Halloween. I don't know if I can handle that one.
I think the screen, I think, did a big Halloween thing last year with the movie Halloween, with a new, like, new print or something like that. Hey,
restored print of Halloween.
Yeah, I wanted to tell people that they should start planning because we have a great story by managing editor Candace Walsh on Pie Town. And the Pie Town Pie Festival starts on September 14th. So you can go to our website, New Mexico Magazine, NMMagazine.org.
That's a great road trip. NMMagazine.org. And you get pie at the end of
it.
Right,
you get pie at the end of it.
It's beautiful.
It's a fun road trip. That's going to be awesome.
And you've been listening to the Santa Fe Radio Cafe. It's just about time to go. I hear music in the background. You can, one more thing, you can register for Triathlon Weekend at the Genoveva Chavez Community Center. This is from the city of Santa Fe. And this year's race will take place on Saturday, September 21st. Diana Delling is with the Lensic Performing Arts Center, Santa Fe's wonderful performing arts center. Rob DeWalt is a senior editor with New Mexico Magazine. Thank you both so much. What?
I know, I wasn't supposed to be here, but I just showed up out of habit. So
I know,
was like, what the hey, let's just do it.
Let's do it.
You know, que viva la fiesta, that's
que
what I say.
Que viva la fiesta.
Que viva.
Everybody drive safe.
You too.
Bye.
Adios.